And now I'd like to go ahead and introduce our 10-minute speaker. Let's give a hand for Lori E. from SLO.
Actually, I just had a birthday. I just turned 10, like a week and a half ago. And we were vacationing in Mexico. We were in La Paz, Mexico. And I woke up and it was my birthday, and my husband said, "We're gonna go to a meeting for your birthday." And in La Paz, we'd been there before, so we know there's four guys there. There's the same four guys all the time. And they're there, and they were so excited to see us. They were like, "Yeah, it's your birthday, you're leading the meeting." Because we are so tired of hearing each other's stories. but it was really heartwarming, because the guy who was secretary in the meeting, he had tears in his eyes, and he was telling us how he shows up there every Wednesday. He shows up there at 9:30 in the morning, and it's usually only those four guys. But every once in a while, somebody like us would come through town, and it would happen to be their birthday, or there would be a newcomer on the road and need a meeting, and he had tears in his eyes, because that's what he does. He holds a place for people who need AA, and that's a beautiful thing. He was telling us, in the middle of the summer in the Baja Desert, it's what, like 120 degrees outside, and there are those four guys sitting in there. Anyway, so I came to Alcoholics Anonymous on the heels of a DUI, and a judge who told me that I had to go to Alcoholics Anonymous. And I wasn't pissed off, and I was pissed off at myself, but I wasn't like, "Oh, it's only the cop, it's the cop's fault, it's this person's fault." I wasn't any of that. I was just open and like, okay, I have to go to Alcoholics Anonymous then. And I didn't know that I was an alcoholic really, but I did know that if I didn't drink so much, my life would be better. I knew that for a fact. But I was hoping that there was another solution besides just no more drinking. I was hoping there was some middle of the road kind of way, you know? Like, you can still do it, but only once a month. Only on like the 15th of the month you can get as drunk as you want to. But that's it. And here's how. Here's how to do it. But sadly, no. No, not sadly. Anyway, so I've been thinking a lot lately about spiritual awakening, and I can say that I've had a variety of spiritual awakenings in Alcoholics Anonymous, but the most profound spiritual awakening that I had, it came from working my fourth step and my fifth step for the first time through, and that was when I got here. I was very broken, and I didn't know I was broken. I was actually an addiction counselor. Bull knows. I worked with Bull. I was an addiction counselor, but I was also very depressed. I was very anxious. I was very paranoid. Most of all, I thought that I was less than everybody. I had a little young daughter, like 4 or 5 at the time, and was starting to have to go to PTA meetings and do those kind of things, and just didn't feel like I belonged there. Just felt like if these other parents knew who I was, they wouldn't let me in here. They wouldn't let their kids kid play with my kid, and I had all these really bad feelings about myself, and I didn't really know that they weren't normal, and I didn't know how to tell the difference between the lies in my head and the truth. I didn't know the difference between the bullshit, because my head still tells me bullshit. Like 98% is bullshit. And every once in a while, oh, there's the truth. And you know, and after you practice for a while, you know the truth and you know the bullshit. And so anyway, what happened was I stopped drinking and I felt a little better about me and about my life and about who I was, just a little bit. Not good, but a little better. I was still waking up with those, as Bo says, those you suck voices, and they were putting me to bed at night and they were waking me up in the morning. And they were not my friend. It was very chaotic. I looked calm. I probably looked just like I do now. I probably looked this calm on the outside to people, but on the inside it was like tormenting all the time. And so I worked the steps and I didn't hold back. And if you guys are working your steps for the first time or the second time or the third time or whatever, don't hold back. That's like the best thing that I can say. Because there's nothing that's gonna shock your sponsor, for one thing. We've heard it all, right? We've lived it, we've seen it, we've listened to it, we know. So just put it all out there, put it all on paper, tell it to your sponsor. And then I just felt this relief. And I know that's not everybody's experience, but that was my experience. I felt this relief. And when my sponsor gave me that hug and nod and said, I know, me too, it's okay. I love you. I felt like connected to humanity. And I had this experience right then where, you know, I just cried for like days. I was just walking around, not really crying, just with tears rolling down my face, just because this is the first time in my life that I've ever felt like I'm connected to the rest of you. And all I had to really do was tell my secrets to somebody, tell my darkest stuff to somebody, and have her be accepting of that. And I no longer feel like the mothership left me here and they're not coming back. Now I feel like I'm walking amongst you and I can do that. And it's gotten, you know, easier and easier and easier. I don't know how much time I have, probably about out of time. But I'll just say that through Alcoholics Anonymous, like I said, when I got here, I was super paranoid. I thought people were talking about me. I thought I was just having a terrible time of things, you know, and I've been able to be a good role model for that daughter. She's 21, and she's needed to have a sober mom. She's needed to know where to come. And I've been able to get married to my best friend, which to me is an absolute miracle that I found someone who wants to marry me, for one thing, and that we're able to like maintain this beautiful thing, and we don't squabble, and we just don't have any bullshit problems, and it's because we both work a program. I work my program, he works his program, and I try to stay out of his program. And he does stay out of my program, and I try to stay out of his program. I just feel like a very lucky woman, and thank you for asking me to talk.
Give Lori another hand.